T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You decide. 2019.
Edging ever closer to the November elections here in Virginia. And I get this feeling the Democrats really think they may take control of both the House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. Norman, what are you hearing?
Lots of things. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
The Democrats definitely feel confident. They, or at least they have an outward projection of confidence. Mm-hmm. We saw it this weekend when Mayor Pete Buttigieg came to Richmond. He was down in the Tidewater campaigning for Democratic candidates. Democrats, he's not the first one to do so. Remember, it was just, gosh, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Beto O'Rourke made his barnstorming appearance through Virginia.
Right.
For Democratic candidates. So those folks, they of course do that for their own reasons, but they are definitely trying to help motivate Democratic voters. And of course, the Democrats believe they will get a third consecutive boost from Donald Trump's presidency. Now, whether that actually occurs, we won't know until November 5th, but we can recall that Republicans during the Obama years in Virginia did pretty well for themselves. Certainly in the General Assembly. In 2011, for example, Democrats controlled the state Senate. Afterwards, it was tied. 2020, Republicans made gains. They didn't actually take control until after the 2015 elections, when they had the whole Philip Bucket thing and there was some alleged shadiness going around that nobody really said too much about later on, but it took them a while to take control of the entire General Assembly. So Democrats are feeling, yes, we can do this. And because their expectations are somewhat higher, if they don't take both the House and Senate, it will come across as a loss. And that's painful. That's painful, not necessarily for 2020 when national issues will swamp everything else, but certainly for 2021 when you have the open seat governor's race, you know, attorney general, lieutenant governor, and the House of Delegates again. So the implications of not running the table this year echo in 2021.
Yeah. All right. So Northern Virginia, a lot of the Republican strategists who are working on campaigns that I'm aware of have almost written off Northern Virginia. I mean, it's like it's gone. Just sheer numbers make it almost impossible for a Republican to win anything up there. But this here in Richmond, I would expect that we would see some really tight races. Now, Beto's blurting out that he's prepared to come, or I guess he's not going to do it himself. He's going to send cops to go remove weapons from people's houses. If Democrats want to nationalize this election, this local and Virginia election, Beto may have done that for them. And I think a lot of people who might be inclined to vote Democrat will hear that kind of pronouncement from a prominent Democrat presidential candidate and think, I can't put these people in charge.
Well, and I think that's actually they're taking a page out of the Republican playbook. And you know this, John, it goes back for decades of nationalizing elections and putting national energy into it. It's been a tremendously effective organizing principle for Republicans. And now Democrats, at least in some cases, appear to be latching on to that. I'm not positive, though, that Mr. O'Rourke's message that we're going to come for your guns is necessarily going to sell in Virginia. We're going to have to wait and see. It may have more saleability. It may be able to find more buyers in the suburban parts of the state, certainly less so in the rural areas. But the whatever low-hanging fruit there may be left in Virginia elections for Democrats to pick is still in the suburbs, the Richmond suburbs, the Tidewater, not really anywhere else.
Is this a women thing? I mean, are Democrats... I keep hearing this narrative that women in the suburbs don't like Donald Trump's tweets and they're prepared to vote Democrat in large part because they just find him and his personality offensive and they just can't reward Republicans. Even in a local election, that seemed to be the case 2 years ago when voters threw out some very popular kind of non-confrontational Republicans, pretty mainstream people.
Yeah, I would not consider John O'Bannon confrontational.
No, I mean, that guy, everybody seemed to like him. I mean,
yeah, he's a heck of a guy, but you know, he got caught up in the wave. And I think it's not just suburban women, it's college educated suburban women in particular that are they don't like the president, and they've extended that dislike to Republicans in general. Now, in an off year election like we face now, the question is whether they show up. And that's why turnout always matters.
Yeah.
Always matters. But it matters more than ever in this kind of an election, where it's really your base plus a couple of other folks can make the difference. And it's up to the Republicans to turn out their base. I know where I live in O'Bannon's old district, they've been walking the neighborhoods. Even in the heat of the summer, they were walking the neighborhoods. I was really impressed by that.
Yeah.
On the Democratic side, not so much. So, yeah, it's a base election, and its turnout matters.
And real quick, the base in Hanover County, could it wind up being split, the Republican base? I mean, you got this Chris Peace, Scott Wyatt conflict that seems to continue. They're all upset that Chris Peace's wife apparently says she's still going to vote for him, which, come on, I mean, give his wife a break. I don't really expect her to roll over and be a party loyalist at this moment. But
if they're not careful, they'll sound like the Libertarian Party, which has excelled at nothing except casting out other members of the party.
Yeah.
Will it fracture the base? We don't know. But again, low turnout off your election.
Yeah.
Every single vote matters. And if you have a credible write-in campaign, I don't know, but it would be tough for the Democrats to win there regardless of the Republican infighting.
All right. Well, we're going to have a lot of these folks as guests on the program as we go through the month of October and get closer to November. And we will invite you on to talk through it. Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.